Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking all about Christmas this
Yay,
month.
Yay, Christmas! Are you a big fan of the Christmas season
and I am.
All of the different things that it brings?
I am, yeah.
Music? Christmas music?
I listen to Christmas music Christmas in November.
Food? You listen to Christmas music in November.
That's how much I like Christmas.
That's called getting an early start on Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you get an early start on your Christmas shopping?
I don't do much Christmas shopping anymore.
Okay.
I might do a Secret Santa with my friends.
That's fun.
With my parents, we don't really do the big Christmas anymore now that we're sort of older.
It's true. As you get older and as your parents get older, Christmas shopping's hard because what do you get someone
exactly
who has almost everything they want? Well, you know what you can get them? Christmas food.
That's right.
Christmas cookies, cakes, of course, turkey and stuffing. Are you down with all that stuff?
I like to make all that stuff, actually.
It's really, really good.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about someone's sort of first Christmas in this article. So why don't we find out what happens now?
The baby Jesus?
Reading. Sam's First Christmas Tree. Cindy and Sam are walking down the street.
Are you excited about Christmas? It's right around the corner.
Yes, I bought my first Christmas tree last week, but I can't decide how to decorate it.
Christmas trees are a great way to show off your personality.
Huh? What do you mean?
For example, romantic people often use ribbons, bows, and heart ornaments to show their sensitive side.
I could use some warm colors to show my optimistic personality.
Christmas trees can also be decorated to express your hopes for the future.
My dream is to become a famous ballet dancer. Maybe I can hang a pair of ballet shoes on a branch.
That's a good start. You'll need more decorations than just that, though.
In that case, I'll head back to the thrift store later to buy more ornaments. Do you want to come by my place tomorrow to see it?
Sure. I'll stop by at lunchtime.
Cindy leaves and Sam walks to the thrift store.
All right, let's start our article today with a scenario. We are talking about Cindy and Sam today.
That's right. They are the two main characters in our story. So what are they doing as we begin our dialogue?
Well, it says Cindy and Sam are walking down the street.
Okay, there they are walking down the street. Maybe it's a snowy street.
Maybe.
If they're in a cold part of the world. But of course, here in Taiwan, people still celebrate Christmas. But you don't see snowmen
or reindeer around.
But you can still get into Christmas. And if you're into something, you're excited about it. And that's what Cindy asks Sam. She says, are you excited about Christmas? Are you feeling kind of nervous, but in a happy, good way? And so many things are coming in the future. That's why you would be excited. And Christmas is not far away. We know that because Cindy uses this expression. She says, it, meaning Christmas, it's right around the corner. Now, you might have heard around the corner, across the street, next to, as a place where to find things, buildings and stuff. But we can also use around the corner to talk about time. And that is our pocket phrase go. It's just around the corner, so let's go there now. And then we can talk about Christmas.
Pocket phrase go.
All I want for Christmas is you. Oh yeah, Christmas is right around the corner. 圣诞节就要来了，每到圣诞节一定要唱我的歌。我就是夕阳天后玛丽亚·凯兹。Around the corner 这个片语哦，可以用来讲地方。看我的身材就知道，美食问我准没错。There's a great restaurant just around the corner. 前面街角那里有一家很棒的餐厅。 既然是不远处哦，这个片语呢也就可以引申为什么事情即将来临咯。例如节日，像是呢圣诞节快要到了， Christmas is just around the corner， or we can say Christmas is right around the corner， 或者是呢在比赛当中， we just need to hang on for a while， the victory is just around the corner， 我就快要拿到胜利了，即将来临， around the corner， 你记起来了吗？
So, Cindy was asking Sam if he was excited about Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. It's very soon. It's right around the corner. So, Sam, is he?
He is.
Good, he good,
He says,
good.
Yes, I bought my first Christmas tree last week.
Ooh.
But he has a problem.
Hmm.
He says, I can't decide how to decorate it.
I thought the Christmas tree was too big to go inside his house.
No.
That's a bigger problem. But yes, decorating your Christmas tree is the second most important thing to do after
getting it inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so let's find out what he's having trouble doing. He's having trouble decorating his tree. So decorate here is a verb, and when you decorate something, you make it look better by adding nice things to it. It's often used for special events. This verb is what we use for special events to say we're going to put something up that makes a place look nice for like weddings or birthdays. Now you might decorate a wedding with lots of beautiful candles and flowers, or a birthday with special signs and balloons. As an example, we could say, we decorated the living room with balloons, streamers, and a big sign that said, Happy Birthday.
And of course, you would also decorate smaller things. You decorate a cake.
That's right.
Too. You can buy just a normal chocolate cake, but if you put candles or maybe write a person's name on it, we also would say, that is decorating. You decorate the room and decorate the cake for some special occasion. All right, well, let's get back to decorating the Christmas tree. Cindy then says Christmas trees are a great way to show off your personality.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting way of thinking of it.
It's not the way I've ever done it, but I like this idea.
We just use the old family decorations.
Yeah.
But I guess it demonstrates our personality because we use things from our grandparents and stuff. But when you're showing off, if we use this phrase in this way especially, you're sort of showing things that you're proud of, okay? It's something that you think is cool or interesting, and you might want other people to notice it or comment on it, or just to know that it's important to you, all right? So, for example, you might show off the name of your favorite band by wearing a t-shirt with the picture of the band or something like that. It doesn't mean you're like super proud, I'm the greatest person in the world. No, that is being a show off or showing off. But in other ways, you don't have to be so proud. You're just showing people what you like. You're showing them part of your personality.
That's right. And this word here, this is a noun, a personality. And a person's personality is their character or the way they act, they think, or they behave towards other people. Now, we usually describe personality with adjectives. He has a mean personality. That means he's not a very nice person. Or he has a kind personality. That means he's very nice to other people. Here's an example sentence. Melanie makes friends easily because she has a fun, outgoing personality.
So if you're talking about someone and then your friend says, well, what are they like? Mm-hmm. What's he like? What's she like? They're really asking, what kind of personality? What kind of person are they? Well, Sam is now kind of surprised. He hasn't thought about decorating the tree as a way of showing off his personality. So he wants a bit more information. First, he shows that he doesn't understand by saying, Huh? Is what you say when you don't really understand, especially when you're talking to a friend in an informal way. So, I don't understand. What do you mean? That's just another way of saying, please explain more.
Well, luckily, Cindy has lots of ideas to tell him. She says, well, for example, romantic people often use ribbons, bows, and heart ornaments to show their sensitive side. Okay, so I can see if you're a romantic person, you might want to put a lot of maybe red colors, pink, white, and lots of beautiful things on it. Now, romantic is an adjective, and it describes something that's related to love or a loving relationship in some way. So romantic people are people who show strong feelings of love. As an example, we might say, the couple took a romantic boat ride just as the sun was setting.
Oh, it's just like a love movie, a romance movie. How romantic. Now, yes, hearts and bows and things with, you know, Cupid shooting arrows, things like that, those would be romantic. And if you hang that type of object on your tree, we call those ornaments, okay? An ornament is just something that you use to make things look pretty, but it's not really that useful. It doesn't have a practical use. You can often think of jewelry as ornaments, right? A ring or earrings. They don't do anything for your ears. They don't protect them or keep them warm or anything like that. They're put on your ears or your hands or wherever to make you look more attractive, more beautiful. That's what ornaments are. And yes, the things that we hang on the trees, the stars and angels and little Santa Clauses, things like that, we call those Christmas ornaments. Of course, ornament is a noun.
Okay, in that sentence, we're talking about romantic people who might want to decorate their tree to show their sensitive side. Now, sensitive is an adjective, and a person who is sensitive is able to understand their emotions or other people's emotions or feelings easily. Now, they might understand a person's problems well, too. A sensitive side is just another way of saying that being sensitive is just one part of a person's personality. Here's an example sentence. Kyle isn't very sensitive, so people don't usually share their feelings with him. So Cindy has given Sam an example of how a person might decorate their tree.
That's right. Now he has this idea that he can also show his personality on his tree. He starts thinking. That's why we read, That's the sound of someone thinking carefully. And then he says, I could use some warm colors to show my optimistic personality. Well, yeah, sure. Warm colors. These are colors sort of like orange or yellow, red. Things like that. That's what we call warm colors. And that might be a way to show off your optimistic personality. Optimistic, this adjective, basically means you're a hopeful person. You're always looking on the bright side. You think if there's a problem that things will work out. You think if you see gray clouds in the sky that soon a wind will come along and blow them away. You're not the opposite, which would be negative. I'm a negative person or a pessimistic person. That's P-E-S-S-I-M-I-S-T-I-C. Pessimistic. Yes, absolutely. And a pessimistic person would be the opposite. They think, oh no, everything's going to go bad. It's going to be terrible. All our problems will become bigger and stuff like that. Optimistic, you'll say the opposite. You'll say, don't worry, everything will be okay. I know it. For example, even though it looks like it will rain, I'm optimistic that we will be able to have our picnic later. I think those clouds will go away.
Okay, well, Cindy thinks this is a good idea, but she gives him another idea as well. She says, Christmas trees can also be decorated to express your hopes for the future. Interesting.
Like a wishing tree.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what Sam's hopes for the future are. He says, my dream is to become a famous ballet dancer. Okay. So he wants to become a famous ballerina, probably, because he's a man. Ballet, yes, this is a type of dance. Ballet, of course, is a noun, but it's more famously known as a type of dance that is set to classical music. If you're wearing pointy shoes and a tutu and tights, and you're lifting the woman if you're a man, or you're spinning around gracefully if you're a woman or a man, you're probably a ballet dancer in something like Sleeping Beauty or Swan Lake, The Nutcracker, or my personal favorite, Coppelia.
Oh, interesting.
Love the ballet.
I have seen Swan Lake, but none of the others.
Swan Lake's actually one of the most boring. Mm. Sleeping Beauty, now there's a show.
Well, now I really want to go to the ballet. Mm. Okay, well, let's continue on. How is he going to show off his wish to become a famous ballet dancer? Mm. Here he says, maybe I can hang a pair of ballet shoes on a branch. That's an interesting idea.
It'd have to be quite a strong branch.
Well, maybe it's a ballet shoe ornament.
Ah, that would be easier than putting a tutu around the tree.
Right.
It would
make an interesting
tree. It
would
be pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very pretty.
All right. Well, what you're doing when you hang an ornament is you're putting something or attaching something to something else. So maybe the ornament will have a ribbon on it and you can sort of hang that ribbon on the tree. Now, what you're doing when you're hanging something is you're making it so that the top part is connected to something else, like a wall or a branch, and the bottom part can hang or move around loosely. Now, this is what we do with our clothes. We hang the top part up with a hanger and put it in our closet, and then the bottom just moves around. We can do this with our jackets on a hook on a wall. Now, in the past, even a phone would hang up on the wall as well.
Right.
That's why we say we hang up the phone. Here's an example. Belinda hung an open sign in the window of her flower shop.
Okay, as Cindy listens to Sam's ideas about decorating his tree, she thinks that he has some good ideas for the first ideas that he's having. So she says that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
When you say something is a good start, it's a good beginning.
Right.
You're starting off a project or something that might take some time and take several steps. But this step is a good first step. That's a good start.
Right. Okay. So he probably wants a few more decorations on the tree.
Yes, just two shoes would look sad.
Right. Two shoes, maybe like an orange ornament or
something.
Sure.
He wants to be a star.
We need a little bit more. So Cindy says, you'll need more decorations than just that, though.
It's true. You actually need quite a few decorations to make a tree look good.
Right.
I'd say at least 30 or 40 if it's a normal-sized tree. So Sam has some collecting to do. He says, in that case, I'll head back to the thrift store later to buy more ornaments. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy new Christmas ornaments.
Nope.
As long as they're in good condition, and you might even find some really interesting ones in a thrift store and some used ones that, as I said, are in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
He began this sentence by saying, in that case.
Mm-hmm.
We use this phrase because we've just gotten a bit of maybe new information, and it's made us change our plans or come up with a new way of doing something.
Right.
So if someone gives you information that forces you to change your plans, you hear it. You listen to the information, you think about it and go, oh, well, in that case, now that I know that, I'm going to do this. And the thing that you're going to do now might be slightly different from what you had planned before.
Okay, so maybe Sam's situation has changed a little bit and he has decided to go back to the thrift store. Now, a thrift store is a noun and it's a secondhand store where you can shop for cheap clothes, furniture, and other household goods like dishes or books. Often, the money that a thrift store makes goes to a charity. Not always, but it's often used to help other people in need. And things are sold cheaply there, and they should be in good condition. So you don't always need to buy something new. You can just go to a thrift store to see if an older version is there. All right, so he's going to go to the thrift store, he's going to buy some more ornaments, then he's going to decorate his tree.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Once he gets his shopping done, he'll take everything home, put it up on the Christmas tree, and then, of course, enjoying a Christmas tree by yourself is completely fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to have your friends come over and look at it, go, ooh, so pretty, what a nice tree, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be Sam's idea because he asks Cindy, do you want to come by my place tomorrow to see it? Or, in other words, do you want to come over to my house or my home tomorrow to see it? And
right.
Is she interested?
She says, sure.
Of course.
I'll stop by at lunchtime.
All right. I'll have a bit of Christmas cheer,
yeah.
maybe a couple of Christmas cookies, and admire his lovely, lovely Christmas tree. So, shopping, though. Remember, he's got to get that shopping done.
That's
As we read, it says, Cindy leaves and Sam walks to the thrift store.
Shopping away.
Looking for all the best ballet dancer-themed Christmas ornaments.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Sam.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've gotten to the end of today's article. We're going to finish up today with our For You chat, and we'll find out more about Sam's tree tomorrow.
For You chat.
All right, today's For You chat question. What is your favorite holiday? Why do you like it?
Well, I would still have to say Christmas. I don't have the same kind of Christmas now that I live in Taiwan, but it's still fun here. And if you can, if we can fly back home for Christmas, that's even better. The
food, the
family, the fun.
The music, the snow, the decorations, the presents too. Yeah.
But really, as you get a little older, it's just mostly about spending time with your loved ones and eating some of that delicious food. How about you? What's your favorite holiday?
Well, in Taiwan, I think Christmas at home is my favorite holiday.
Christmas is good,
But in Taiwan, my favorite holiday is Moon Festival.
Oh, okay.
Because I like a holiday that's all about barbecues.
Barbecues are good. I also like the Moon Festival because it often means that that heat from the summer will be ending soon.
Right.
So that's a good one. Of course, Chinese New Year, we can't get skip over Chinese New Year.
It is a great holiday.
It's a great holiday, especially all that time off you get. So what about you guys? What is your favorite holiday? Is it Chinese New Year, Moon Festival, Dragon Boat Day, possibly? And, of course, why do you like it? Have a chat about that, and we'll be back tomorrow with more about Sam's first Christmas.
Okay.
I hope that shopping goes well. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Sam's First Christmas Tree. Cindy and Sam are walking down the street.
Are you excited about Christmas? It's right around the corner.
Yes, I bought my first Christmas tree last week, but I can't decide how to decorate it.
Christmas trees are a great way to show off your personality.
Huh? What do you mean?
For example, romantic people often use ribbons, bows, and heart ornaments to show their sensitive side.
I could use some warm colors to show my optimistic personality.
Christmas trees can also be decorated to express your hopes for the future.
My dream is to become a famous ballet dancer. Maybe I can hang a pair of ballet shoes on a branch.
That's a good start. You'll need more decorations than just that, though.
In that case, I'll head back to the thrift store later to buy more ornaments. Do you want to come by my place tomorrow to see it?
Sure. I'll stop by at lunchtime.
Cindy leaves and Sam walks to the thrift store.
Vocabulary review.
Decorate. For her sister's birthday party, Hannah decorated the house with balloons, flowers, and colorful signs. Personality. Daryl has a shy personality. He doesn't like being the center of attention. Romantic. The couple went on a romantic date in the park, where they had a picnic with wine and music. Sensitive. Tay is a sensitive person. He cries at sad movies and is a great listener. Optimistic. Stephanie is very optimistic and always tries to see the best in every situation. Hang. Don't forget to hang your coat on the wall when you go inside.